الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحياكم الله. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات العربية المبتدئين، من كتاب الآد الرومية. يحييكم الله استقبالك. كنا في لقاء الأمس ذكرنا بأن هناك عمل منزلي في سيرس الدي، there is homework، وهو ما قلنا بأنه إملاء الفراغ. ف it is what we said that it is to fill in the blank. لا أدري إن كان قد تمكنتم من إن كنتم قد تمكنتم من عمل هذا الواجب المنزلي أم لا. I don't know if you have, if you could have done the some work or not. فالذي عمل الواجب المنزلي يرفع يده، whoever done the homework please raise your hand. الحمد لله ما شاء الله good، ما شاء الله we have four، ما شاء الله good. But we go with the sequence now. We start with سمع البصيرة. Do the first one سمع البصيرة. طيب we'll take it يعني سمع البصيرة. I do the first one. رسومي do the second please. Abu Zubair do the third. Servant of Rahman the fourth. And I'lam yarhamakillah do the fifth. So each one do one, does one please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But you change our homework to okay صحيح finding from the Quran. You're right okay fine. Okay everyone has done something please put it. And as Abu Abdul Rahman said, no brightness fonts because difficult to be read. أكي سمع بصيرة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الله بالبر آمين. أن يكريز us in all in خير آمين. This is what I'm able to do in regards to the assignment. Alright, go ahead. As well as حسن فلا please do the everyone needs to present what he did. Sheikh, I don't have Arabic funds for part of what My homework is found here on this blood post. And let me try to open it. أمثلة النواصي العشرة من القرآن. أن قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله. كنت من تلقاء نفسي. الفعل هذا منصوب بالفتحة وما بحاء. لكي فلولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم. This lam is not lamukay. This lam is lam tawkid or lam muzahlaqa. It's not lamukay. Lamukay means because of. And سواء عليهم استغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يقبل الله. نعم هذا صحيح. حتى هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. والفعل هنا منصوب والعلامة حذف النون. ممتاز. أن وأنفقوا الآية خطأ. وأنفقوا مما رزقك من قبل أن تأتي أحدكم. هنا أخطاء إملائية. أحتاج أن تراجعي هذه الآية. نعم. لام الجحود. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه. هذا جيد، لكن هذه من الآية الموجودة عندنا، ضربنا مثل عليها أمس. لكي لا تأسوا. وهذا أيضا جيد، لكن أيضا من الأمثلة الموجودة. إذن وهذا أيضا المثال الموجود في الكتاب. سيجتهد في دروسي فتقول له إذا تنجح. لا، هذا يعني الأخت نسيت أمس ذكرت اسمك لكن نسيت. مشوميك أو something. You need to revise the ayah, the example of أن وأنفقوا. First of all, review the ayah again, check the ayah again, and also you need to check the examples you gave, because many examples you get from the book. So you did not do all the homework. Sam al Basira, unfortunately, I have no Arabic to read your font. My computer did not make Arabic compiler, I don't know why. All what I see is strange letters. I man مشكلة إن شاء الله, no problem. There are a lot of examples in the Quran. But no problem. What about the rest? Abu Zubair, verse 5 from Surah Al-Qari'ah, from Surah Al-Qiyamah. بل يريد الإنسان ليفتر أمامه. I only thought we were supposed to find one example. Well, like that, what we said, yani one example for each proposition would be inshallah. Fine, anyway, yani good, you have at least tried and checked. Jazakumullah khair for that. Yani this was about the nawasif of al-fi'l mudari'. Kana hala huwa bil-nisbati li-nawasif al-fi'l mudari'. نواصب الفعل المضارع. والآن نتكلم عن الجوازم، جوازم الفعل المضارع. This was about the نواصب and today we're going to speak about the جوازم الفعل المضارع. We said many times that الفعل المضارع is always مرفوع, is always مرفوع unless it is preceded with ناصب أو جازم. كنا نقول دائما أن الفعل المضارع مرفوع أبدا إلا إذا سبقه ناصب أو جازم. وتقدم الكلام على النواصب في لقاء الأمس. And yesterday we spoke about النواصب. وأما الجوازم فكما يقول ابن أبي الروم أشهر الجوازم ابن أبي الروم سيد والجوازم 18 يعني جوازم 18 لم ولما وألم وألما ولام الأمر والدعاء ولا في النهي والدعاء وإن وما ومهما وإذما وأي وأي ومتى وأين وأيانا وأن وحيثما وكيفما وإذا في الشعر خاصة. نعم أم حسن ظاهر. السلام عليكم الشيخ. I found ليروا عملهم من سورة الزلزلة آسف. نعم this is okay. ليروا عملهم ليروا عملهم ليروا أعمال ليروا أعمالهم وهذا لي لام كي لام كي ما أحسنتي. إذن هنا عندنا 18 جازم 18 جازم لم و هي حرف نفي. أولا قسم صاحب التحفة هذه الحروف 18 إلى قسمين إلى قسمين. First of all the author of التحفة السنية محمد عبد الحميد he divided these 19 جوازم to two divisions. One he called it the جازم that effect on one verb of the verb. And the other verb is the جازم that affects on two verbs after. As the first one is only six positions of jazm, six positions of jazm, and these are lam wa lamma, lam wa lamma. وهذين الحرفين, and these two prepositions are the same thing, only لما has extra ألف, that's all, but the usage and the meaning is one. لم يكن الذين كفروا بل لما يذوقوا عذاب. Both are حرف نفي وجزم وقلب, both of them حرف نفي, it's to negate, وجزم, it's to do the جزم on the مضارع, وقلب, and it is to change the format of مضارع to give the meaning of past tense. For the past tense, لم يكن الذين كفروا, the kuffar did not, or were not. لم يكن الذين كفروا والمشركين من أهل الكتاب منفكين, منفكين. This is the past tense. With لم يكن. Although yakun is the mubara, you see the ya. But when it was preceded with lam, and it is followed with the master mufakina, or nah, then it forms the past tense. وألم لم, but with the Hamza, which is for تقرير or it is for the affirmation. This Hamza is for affirmation. ألم, it is لم. Added to it or preceded with Hamza, which to affirm this word. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك ابتدعنا ألم نشرح. But here it does not negate, because of the Hamza, the negation is changed to affirmation. Lam for negation. Alam is affirmation. And sometimes this Hamza with Lam is used for question. Like what Allah Ta'ala says, for example, ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان. Although it is for affirmation here, ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آيات ربكم ألم يأتكم. This can be found as questioning, but this questioning again for the purpose of affirmation. So alam and alamma, same thing with lam, lamma, extra alif, same thing, the meaning is same, but the Arabs sometimes use alif at the end of it. No. and other times, or most of the time, they don't. And the fifth half of this division that can make jazm on one mudara verb is لام الأمر والدعاء. لام, the letter لام, the position لا لي لي لي. This preposition, which is called لام الأمر, the لام used for command or دعاء, دعاء, supplication. It is used for أمر when the speech is directed from the higher position person to the lower position person, like from the father to the son. Father says to the son, لتأكل طعامك, لتأكل طعامك, eat your food. So the lam here is to give the sound of command, while from the son to the father he says لتشتري لنا طعاما يا أبت, لتشتري لنا طعاما يا أبت. Here it is a request, but it is not a command. As Abd al-Hamid here gave an example in the Quran, where the people of the fire says to Malik, has the guardian of the fire, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, لِيَقْضِ. This sounds like a command, but in fact it is not a command, it is a request. As a request. How we know that? Because it is from the lower to the higher. When it is from the higher to the lower, it is a command. When it is from the higher to the lower, it's a command. Lower to the higher, it's a request. Same thing with la for النهي عن الدعاء. There we say أمر, which is command, and دعاء. Here we say نهي عن دعاء, which is forbiddance or prohibition. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ, لَا تَقُولُوا, لَا, this لَا is نَهِي, it's not a dua. Why? It is coming from Allah to the creation, to the slave, to the mankind. So from there we know that this is a command to forbid or prohibit something. But when it comes from the lower rank person to the higher rank person, then it is a request. And it is a request or a dua. As what Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, the last two ayahs, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذَا, same that, لَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا تَعْلَمُونَ, لَا تُؤَخِذَا, same لَا. What is the difference? Difference is, لَا تَقُولُوا, this speech is directed from the higher تبلغكم الله تدي مانكاي لا تؤاخذنا. This is the request, the dua, because it is coming from the lower to the higher. That one from the higher to the lower, this one from the lower to the higher. So these are the six types of jawab that make jazm on one verb only after. While we have the remaining 12 jawazim, all can make jazm of two verbs, and that's inshallah, and that's what we are going to see and talk about tomorrow inshallah. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. You have any question, you can raise your hand now. نعم أم حسن بالله قوي. This sister Rashumi, you said yesterday your name what, please? Abu Hassan says, in Surah Al-Takathur, Ayah 2, what does Hatta do here? It does not do nothing, because it is preceded with past tense, Hatta Zurtum. Zurtum is past tense of Zara Yazuru. Zara Zurtum. It is past tense. So in the Arab it does not do nothing. But in the meaning, same meaning, means up until or up to. Sister Rishomi, yesterday you said your name, which was easier than this. Please can you repeat again? And post your question as well. I think that the sister is having a problem. Alright. Right. Here we end our session. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallallahu. Right. Here it says. Okay. So there was no question. Disabled. Right, Hassan said, how do I verify the difference hatta from the past and the mudara? Like it comes before mudara. It's idiot nasib. When it comes before the Mali, as I said, it does not have an effect in the Arab then for the Mali, because the Mali is said Mabni. The Mali is Mabni. The Mali remains one, as you remember, we said Wal Mali Maftuh Al Akhiri Abada Abada. So it is all the time Mali is Maftuh, so I cannot affect on that. As you say, أَغَرَّكَ أَنْ جِئْتَنِي. Here أَنْ, it's original Nasr, but here it is preceding Mali, so it does not do nothing in the effect. Okay, Sister Nasreen or Tariya, whatsoever. Right. Inshallah I remember this, I don't forget. Because the username you are using is a bit difficult. Right. My question is, could you repeat the information you gave on Lam wa Lamma? Or Lam wa Lamma. We said Lam and Lamma are the same thing in the effect. meaning لم is حرف نفي وجزم قلب. نفي is to negate. جزم is to do the جزم on the فعل مضارع. قلب is to change the meaning. Usually مضارع is either present tense or future meaning. And it is either used for present tense of this time or the future. You say أأكل سأأكل. I eat, I will eat. And you never use the مضارع with the ماضي. How can you use the مضارع in the ماضي format? You change it. You say أكلت. But with لم, although it remains on the same construction of the مضارع, but the meaning is ماضي. لم أأكل. You don't say لم أكلت. No, this is wrong. You cannot say لم أكلت. But you say لم أأكل. And here أأكل is فعل مضارع. It's not past tense. مضارع. And it is مجزوم with لم. And the سبب والجزم السكون. But the مضارع along with لم or لما gives you the meaning of past. لم أأكل means ما أكلت. When you say لم أأكل, it exactly means ما أكلت. And أكلت here is past tense. The format, the construction of it is past tense. Is that clear, Sister Nasreen? وإياكم بارك الله فيك. Abu Zubair, go ahead. So just to be fair, we took two questions from two sisters. Now we take one question from a brother, as Allah Ta'ala said, لِلذَكْرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. It's only kind of joke. Abu Zubair, go ahead. Servant of Rahman, go ahead. Says here, Ya Shaykhana, is qala with lam and lamma. With lam and lamma. La, we don't say lam qala. We don't say lam qala. We say lam aqul. Lam aqul. But you can say ma qala or ma qultu. لم أقل لم يقل. But you can say ما قلت ما قال. Is this the thing you are asking about, Abu Zubair? Right. No, what is this? What is it? Servant of Rahman says, I mean, you said one word. I said one word. That changes the meaning of lam and lamma to past tense. No, it does not change the meaning of lam and lamma to past tense. No, it changes the meaning of the verb to past tense. It changes the tense. When you use lam or lamma with the mubarak, then the mubarak does not mean any longer present tense or future, but it means past tense. As I said, you say قلت. قلت. This format is past tense, purely past tense. When you want to negate it as is, you say ما قلت. ما قلت. Like what Allah Ta'ala said for Isa, ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به. Right. But when you want to use the mubarak in the to give the meaning of past, you will use then lam or alam or lamma or alamma. But it is lam or lamma, sorry. Lam or lamma. So you say, as Allah Ta'ala said, alam aqul lakum. Sorry. As Allah Ta'ala said, bal lamma yaduqu adab. Now, I got what you mean now. Harf nafi wa jazm wa qalb. Qalb, qalb, not qal. Qalb. Qalb to change, to yaqlib, na'am. Qalb. Qalb yaqlibu qalban. Qalb, to change. Wa iyaak. Back to the question of Sister Sayyid al-Rahman. Shaykhana, are these examples of lam al-juhud? لنحرقنه ثم لنسفنه في اليم نسفا. لا لا, this is not lam al-juhud. This is lam al-tawqeed. This is lam al-tawqeed. This is for confirmation or affirmation. Lam has many different usage. It can be seen. We said lam al-juhud must be preceded by lam yakun or ma kan. Must be preceded by lam yakun. لم يكن الذين كفروا من الكتاب لم يكن الله ليذر الذين لم يكن الله ليذر على ما أنتم عليه لم يكن الله ليعذبهم أو ما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم. لام الجحود. نعم. وإياكم. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أوكي. سيستم السليم يابو كرشي. قوي. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Homework. I always prefer the homework to be from you guys. Go and يعني try to find out in the Quran these things we study, but try to find something else other than the ayat we mentioned, and try to tell me where is this ayah, what surah, what ayah number, so at least I know that you have gone through, not just through the book. Wabarakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So your homework is these six letters with ayat from the Quran.